Exodus 28:4, holy garments. I want to talk to you about clothing yourself in holy garments. In the book of Exodus chapter 28, the entire chapter is devoted to the garments that were worn by the priests. Let's look at verse 4 together. The Bible says, "And these are the garments which they shall make, a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban and a sash. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister to me as priest." We're not going to look at the meaning behind or the significance of each of these garments today, but I want to get right to the point and say that we need to be clothed in holy garments right now. What do I mean? Please turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 61, and let's look at verse 10 together. The Bible says, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness." What are the holy garments I'm talking about? I'm saying we need to be clothed in the garments of salvation and be covered with the robe of righteousness. How do we do that? First, we need to understand that the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness come from above, from heaven. The priestly garments were put on over the priest's head, symbolic to God coming down over the person and clothing them. Check out Exodus chapter 28, verse 32. "So too Jesus came down from heaven." He himself declares this in John chapter 6, verse 33, when he says, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then in verse 35, he says, "I am the bread of life." We need to understand that salvation has come down from heaven and that that salvation is found through Jesus Christ. We can't work our way up into heaven. It's not about how many magazines or gospel tracts you pass out trying to work your way into heaven, but rather it's God who comes down and clothes us in salvation. However, we need to be willing to put on this garment of salvation by accepting him into our life. Upon accepting Jesus, not only will we be covered in salvation, but we will now be clothed in the robe of righteousness. When we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, all of our blemishes are covered. Our blemishes are our past sins. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You see, we've all sinned. We've missed the mark. In our own efforts, we didn't measure up to God's standards. However, when we choose to accept Jesus and begin developing a personal relationship with him, all of our past sins, our shortcomings, are now covered by the robe of righteousness. We must put on the holy garments, found only in Jesus Christ. When you put on Jesus Christ, you yourself become a royal priest. This is biblical. Please turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 also says, speaking of what Jesus has done for us, he has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. God is amazing. He's given us everything. All we need to do is receive it. Will you please repeat after me and pray out loud as we pray in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, I choose to put on your holy garments. I choose Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Please clothe me in the garments of salvation and with the robe of righteousness. Please forgive me of all my sins. Come be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.